There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Oh.
You are listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Is there a doctor in the house?
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Doctor.
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 And doctor.
It's time for Advanced Medicine Monday with Dr. Rashid Bhatar.
I'm a doctor, not a bricklayer.
I'm a doctor, not a mechanic.
I'm a doctor, not a coal miner.
The doctor is in.
Yes, and it's a special edition of Advanced Medicine with Dr. Rashid Bhatar, the veterinarian doctor. He sends us a picture right before airtime. Super Don, you see this? It's like a giant antelope or maybe a dinosaur. I'm not sure what he's there with.
I have no idea what that is. We need to
Dr.
find
Bhatar,
out.
Dr. Bhatar, fill us in. What is that animal that is about to embed you with its horns?
Can you hear me, Robert?
Yes.
Okay, I didn't know if it was coming through, broken through. It's an eland. It's the largest antelope species in the world. And we had one that just went down. We didn't know what happened. And it was actually the end of the day, and I was getting ready to come in to do the show, and the eland was down. So we've been helping it to recover. We've got a vet on the way, and she's already doing a lot better. She's pregnant. She's drinking now. Got some carrot syrup in her. Get some minerals in her. Give her a shot of B vitamins, and she started to drink on her own. So I've got one of my guys here who's actually leaning up against her. I'm going to take another picture and shoot it to you guys. But I think it's interesting that we're doing a live show and
from the farm. Yeah. I mean, yes. this. We want to publish this picture. Would you mind if we did that? We could send it out
fine.
To everybody? Okay, because this is the largest antelope I've ever seen. And Super Don, I was right.
Huge.
I said antelope, right, before we went on the air? I said antelope.
Yes. Yeah, so
that's actually one of my
right.
females. She's one of the younger ones. You should see the bull. The bull is massive. We call him Buddy because he's so friendly.
Oh, well, that's
they
nice.
They can bring down a full-grown lion on their own.
Wow. Usually you think the lions are stalking these things, but if they're big enough, the lion's not going to mess with them.
Not with a bull eland. They will back down from a bull eland. When a lion or any like hyenas go after these animals, they're usually going after the old or the young, the feeble, the injured, but not after a male, a full-grown male. They'll back down. And that picture that I sent you was a female, actually, that's pregnant. It's not like she's that huge. The male's a lot bigger than she is.
Yeah, well, the horns look like they're at least 2 foot long.
I'm standing there right now. They're about 29 inches, just shy of 30.
Wow. That's stunning. Well, we'll get these pictures up for everybody to see. This is the other side of Dr. Rashid Bhatar on his ranch, on the farm, with all the things that he's doing. It's amazing that we can get him in to do a radio show once a week. So I'm glad you're here, even on the farm, because the daylight's extending. It gives you a little more time to be outside.
Yeah, it does. That's true.
Well, so the stories that you...
Say, before you guys ask me, Don... Just for you, no, I have not looked at the story.
Well,
you know, since you mentioned that, I got to tell you, we covered a story last week that the United States Post Office had made a mistake. They had issued a Maya Angelou postage stamp, and they put a quote on it that they thought was from her, but it actually was from somebody else.
Yeah. Did you hear this? That's Maya Angelou stamp they messed up. They thought they had a quote from Maya Angelou on it, and it actually turned out to be a quote from Dr. Bhatar. And it said, "No, I didn't read the email, so I don't know what's going on in the show today."
That's funny.
He thinks
well,
you're joking.
I went dead there for a second, so I didn't know whether we were disconnected or not. So anyway.
No, we're good. We're good. I just don't know if Super Don's voice is getting over to you today. I think it is. But anyway, listen, we're going to dive into some of these things. A lot of course, when I bring these things up with you, it's no problem for you to riff on them. But I think what is interesting, there's a study the CDC just came out with. And, of course, you're already going, uh-oh, what have they said now? And you're right to ask that question. The headline reads this over at HealthFinder.gov. Too few kids with epilepsy and cerebral palsy are getting their flu shots, according to the study. I mean, they basically set the stage, Dr. Bitar, as if kids with cerebral palsy and epilepsy, the reason that they have this is because they're not getting flu shots. I mean, I'm thinking if you see kids with epilepsy and CP, both have elements of neurological and gastrointestinal inflammation and damage.
By definition, they've already had too many flu shots, yep. They've had too many.
Exactly.
And so this is like pouring, we could summarize this and move on to the next story by saying that this is like pouring gasoline on a fire that's already raging.
It's incredible. Now, their excuse here, not to be a surprise for you, but is, well, we are concerned because these children with epilepsy and CP are at an increased risk for complications from the flu. So that's their argument to inject them with more mercury. This is insanity.
Yeah, to further inject them with immunosuppressives that will further deteriorate their already compromised state.
I shake my head here, Dr. Bitar. I know you've been doing it for years from the inside. Every time I try to give credit to the medical community, they come out with something like this. I'm like, it's embarrassing.
Yep, it is. That's all you can say. That it is exactly. It is embarrassing.
Well, and again, if we go back to the Cochrane collaboration and their review of all the science supposedly that shows that influenza vaccines actually work, it showed that they don't. So reducing the risk of complication, much less the manifestation of influenza in any of the targeted groups, the young and the old, it just there's no basis for it, yet they continue to push it. The CDC organization, which we acknowledge has good toxicologists that they never let come out or rarely let come out to see the sunshine, and now they're trying to push more CDC influence in Africa.
Yeah, it's really insane, and they're going to actually take the same type of situation people in Africa, where they've already got scenarios where people are already very immunocompromised, not only from opportunistic infectious processes and such, but also because of lack of hygiene and clean water, the lack of appropriate sewage, so then that further compromises an already compromised system. And then on top of that, you start giving them vaccines. It's like a triple exponentially worsening situation for them.
Sure. And we would acknowledge at least the one thing they get right is that these kids may be, well, they are, in fact, immunologically and neurologically compromised. So that may predispose them to complications from flu. But it's absolutely the wrong thing to do to inject them with toxic medicaments and heavy metals that suppress immunity rather than stimulate it in a way to modulate it, not hyperstimulate, but to modulate so that it's actually functional again.
Yes, that's exactly correct. And so one of the things that it's something we've stated numerous times on the show, but I think it warrants bringing it up again, is that we're not against the use of the concept behind vaccinations, but it's to do it in a manner that makes sense, meaning introducing a attenuated type of the pathogen or some type of a component of the pathogen, but not give it at the wrong time, meaning when the immune system hasn't been developed, not give it with substances that are immunosuppressive by nature and that are given under the pretense of using them as preservatives or whatever else, adjuvants or situations, things that are going to help to stimulate the immune response, whereas in fact they don't. Right. They just suppress the immune response. And so if that's really the concern, then there would be no logic. If you really want to help to stimulate the person's immune system and prevent them from being susceptible to some of these illnesses, then it would make no sense to use the type of vaccine that we use today, because they have all these components that are completely contradictory to what the supposed goal is. It's under false mm-hmm. pretense that they're giving this stuff. It just doesn't make any sense. It defies all logic.
Well, the only way that we get logic out of it is when we look at the study itself and find out where it was published, and it was actually published in the journal Vaccine. and was conducted by researchers from the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, the primary marketing and promotion wing of the vaccine industrial complex.
Yeah, and so you can't really even expect a unbiased type of opinion when the journal itself is called a vaccine. So the CDC already, and I don't know how much of this is already public information, I don't know how much of this has already been stated, but I assume that what the part I'm going to say right now is this is widely known. So the Centers for Disease Control have already come under great deal of criticism for the types of studies that they've done, and many of these studies did not meet the peer-reviewed criteria from other journals, and they were actually turned down, and the CDC had to go to second, third, sometimes fourth attempts to get these things published. And this is some of the information Dr. Brian Hooker released, and he even had some of the criticisms by the reviewers of these studies when submitted, when the CDC submitted these papers, and when the reviewers' criticisms of the papers was pretty scathing.
Yeah, it's absolutely incredible. I'm going to see Brian Hooker again this year at Autism One in Chicago. We were there together last year. It was phenomenal, and always look forward to seeing him. He's a good man, and his son, of course, as we know, is vaccine injured. These parents are driven. Some are research scientists like Dr. Hooker. Others are just moms and dads, laypersons that have dug in the medical journals and have learned more than the medical doctors that claim to know more about vaccines that really do not.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of them have just out of the old saying, desperation is the mother of all innovation. Many of these people were parents thrown into this situation themselves and happen to have a scientific background or some type of medical vocation, whether it's nursing or medicine or whatever, research, and helped, you know, their personal involvement helped to motivate them and drive them into finding and discovering some of the things that they have.
Yeah, and the conclusion of this article is that more needs to be learned about the attitudes, beliefs, and behaviors that influence flu vaccination of children with neurological disorders. So the takeaway is, how do we convince, by understanding the psychology of those who are not vaccinating their children because they have CP or other neurological issues or gastrointestinal-inspired or neurological-inspired seizure disorders? So isn't that interesting? Their conclusion is not about better ways to strengthen the immune system to prevent flu, but it's how do we convince these people to get shots?
Yeah, unbelievable. At some point, the insanity will stop. I'm not sure at what point that is, but I think that there's more and more people, Robert, on a daily basis. In fact, the awareness seems to be increasing, and it seems to be the rate of the awareness is increasing at such an exponential rate. It's people that I would have never thought before would have ever had an interest even discussing the subject now broach the subject and initiate the topic. So it's exciting.
The more they're lying, the more they're trying to squeeze us in and force us into it, the more we're going to squeeze out of their grip. Next segment, I'm going to ask Dr. Bitar. He was also in the military special forces about the vaccination rates among military kids. Some studies are saying that it may be lower than the general population. Thoughts about that? And we've got a question of the day related to some supplements. Stick around. Dr. Bitar is with us. It's Advanced Medicine. We'll be right back.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD, or cannabidiol, is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty on planet Earth right now on GCN, National News Radio. Of course, if you miss a show, lots of places to find it. MedicalRewind.com, great place. And the international best-selling book by my good friend, Dr. Rasha Bitar, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, linked up in the show notes, as they always are, at robertscottbell.com, including links to the webinar we'll get to. But first and foremost, U.S. military, interesting study now. They're trying to speculate, figure out this thing, but childhood vaccination rates may be lower for military kids. Now, I know things have changed since you were active duty, Dr. Bitar, but it seems that the message may be getting out about these vaccines within the military families.
Yeah, I think it was actually getting out way before now, Robert. Do you remember a movie that came out called Jarhead?
Yes, Jarhead. Yeah, it was about the Marines, I think. Jake Gyllenhaal.
Right. That's right. And I think that was, what, about 8 years ago? Maybe longer?
Prox. I'm not even sure, but did they reference this issue in that? I don't recall.
Well, there was a certain scene in there, and the drill sergeant's telling them to take their meds. They have to take all these medications prior to arrival, and they're now in country, and they have to take some more meds. And one of the soldiers protests, and the sergeant, who's, I think, Jamie Foxx, you know, basically is chewing them out and telling them to take it and shut up. And then they do this inspection. They take the pills in they put the pills in their mouth, and then they walk by, and each soldier has to open his mouth to make sure that he took his medication, his oral vaccine.
Right.
And as they pass the main character of the movie,
as the sergeant passes him and inspects his mouth and sees that there's, you know, there's nothing in his mouth, and he passes him, the guy turns around and spits the pill out because he had it underneath his tongue. And this, you know, basically the reason I bring this up is because this shows the general mood and consensus among soldiers regarding the medications and the vaccines that they are required to take. Gulf War syndrome was completely caused by the inoculations that the soldiers had to undergo. You and I have talked about Project Daylily, which was a book that was written about the experimentation in soldiers with some of the vaccine companies. In fact, if you remember in, I don't remember now how long ago it was over 10 years ago, but at MD Anderson, which is one of the leading cancer hospitals, I did a number of months during my internship when I was in Texas at MD Anderson. And MD Anderson, one of the researchers, or one of the clinicians, was found, and I don't even believe we should talk about this on the air, but you remember the thing we talked about where the guy committed suicide, supposedly? The only problem was...
Right.
Entry wound was at the back of his head, and this was he was
yeah not the physics of the suicide didn't add up
right, and he had threatened less than 24 hours previous to that to his suicide that he was going to expose the experimentation done on prisoners at Harris County Jail. Harris County is the county that Houston is located in, and so there was an experimentation being done on prisoners, and then the next level of that experimentation after the experiment on prisoners was to take those same vaccines and then start using them in soldiers. So there are many, many things that have happened to our soldiers, that have been done to our soldiers. This experimentation aspect is not something new. I think that the general consensus among the military, whether they're active or non-active, whether they're dependents or non-dependents, is that they don't want to take these shots. And so I'm not surprised to learn that the incidence of vaccination in children of active duty military personnel is lower, because most of those guys just don't want to do it anymore. They have too much stuff themselves. I mean, you ask a soldier, how many times have you had the flu? Pretty much they'll tell you the number of times I've had the flu vaccine. There's a direct correlation.
Yeah. So they talk about it. I do remember Gary Matsumoto's book, Vaccine A, about the anthrax vaccine, also very direct contributing to the Gulf War illness. And I have to believe, and based on what I'm seeing here in this study, is that the military families are being exposed to this information, even though it's not really making headlines.
Yeah, things travel by the grapevine. And now with the advent of the internet in the last 15 years, you know, making the dissemination of information readily available, you know, people talk and people see, and they can correlate, and they see the relationships that are seen between people that get sick and people that have had instances of vaccinations, and they just don't want their kids exposed to it. And it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out, you know, that you put two and two together, you're going to end up getting this.
Well, when you want to say protect the troops, we always say bring them home. But if they're not home, protect them from these medical interventions as well. We'll be back with more of Dr. Bitar, Advanced Medicine, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com. We'll tell you about the upcoming webinar and how to sign up.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed the results I have with your product. I've suffered with thoughts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit Escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
I know we have not had an advanced medicine seminar out and about in a while with Dr. Bitar. Those are awesome whenever they can happen again, of course. We'd love to see it. But there are other opportunities to see Dr. Bitar either in person or through a webinar. Special Detox Focus coming up May 11th. And we've added the link. It's live. It's hot right now at robertscottbell.com in the notes. It's bold and it's red, so you'll know to click on it. Also, Super Don has said it, spread it out through the social media as well. Dr. Bitar, remind everybody what is going to transpire in this detox event coming up.
Well, we're going to introduce a new component that takes detoxification to a new level. It's not new technology, but the combination of three different things that have been available and optimized together to get a synergistic benefit, and then the angle put together to enhance detoxification. It hasn't been used. None of these technologies have been used in detoxification previously. They've been basically used in pain control and inflammation. Lots and lots and lots of research that's done, peer-reviewed research, over 81 pages, over 420 references of the utilization and the acceptance throughout the world of these modalities, but never in the arena of detoxification. So then combining these three techniques and using them with the protocol that we started working on, it's actually using some of our homeopathics that we use in some of the MTEs and some of the IVs that we use, that we put them together in a conjunction, started experimenting with it, where we were using versions orally to see if we could enhance detoxification, and then when we put it together with the technology, the results were far greater than I ever expected. And I don't really want to say much. I've already said probably more than what I want to say, because everybody has to agree to all the
That's the thing. You're participating in a unique way, where you're taking it out of the public domain and putting it into a private arena where you can, you know, legally and lawfully tell people things. You understand the abrogations of freedom of speech out here in what they call the public, right? And you really have to take it into another arena for this to be revealed to that level, to that degree. So if you want, there's a link, and you are going to want to hear this information. Go to robertscottbell.com right now. Look in the show notes. If it's an archive day, don't worry. You just go back. The date where this first airs is the 13th of April, 2015, and this is scheduled for May 11th, the webinar online. It is free, but to sign up, might cost a dollar to sign up or something.
That's right. It's going to cost a dollar, and if anybody wants, please let me know. I will refund your dollar if the information wasn't worthwhile to you. In fact, I'm happy to do that for anybody, but there has to be some type of exchange. Very, very simply, I don't want to get into this too much, but I'm just going to explain this. Under the pretense of public safety, the various government authorities that have jurisdiction over health and wellness and that believe that they have jurisdiction over your body, under the pretense of your safety, they will prevent information from being disseminated. So this is not public information that we will be discussing. This will be only for private members of the private association, the Association for Advanced Medicine. And mm-hmm. to join that is a $1 lifelong membership. And if anybody decides after attending that they were not happy, send me an email. Send us an email to my clinic, info@drbitar.com, and ask for your money to be refunded, and they will be happy to refund your money. However, you will have to agree to all the terms to be able to listen to the webinar to get that information.
Yeah, again, this is the restrictions that are imposed upon the people. We, the people who have lost their way, have become subjects, citizens to the jurisdiction thereof, of the district of criminals. And we'd rather not limit our freedom of speech to heal, because the place for health, freedom, and healing liberty is right here, and we're tapping into it even further with the webinar coming up May 11th. So everybody, if you haven't signed up, again, go there, robertscottbell.com, in the show notes, and we've got it linked up. We'll keep it there as well going. So let's see, what else we got on tap this segment here? We're kind of wide open. I appreciate you sharing a little bit about your experience, too, in the military. Way back when we started Advanced Medicine together and we were doing the Medical Rewind, you may have shared a story, and I'm not going to ask you to do it again, but you literally live up to what you say. People have to be willing to be belligerent in their defense against these medical assaults, and that includes vaccination. We covered a medical, what do we call it, neglect, medical abuse, but it's not medical neglect or abuse. It's an excuse to take away children, medical kidnap. And the woman did what we would like her to do. When they said, "We're taking your kids," she said, "Over my dead body." And Dr. Bitar, you'll never believe what they said. They said, "Well, then she's suicidal. So now we have to take the kids away." Can you imagine the length to which CPS is going to abduct children?
Unbelievable. So you're suicidal, huh? Well, Robert, I hate to say this, but my response would be, well, I may be suicidal, but two or three, you going with me.
Yes, and I don't think they're taking them from you. But again, there's a lot of intimidation and fear imposed. And of course, they really attack the most vulnerable among us that have the least ability to defend themselves via the court system, the legal system. You know, these public appointed attorneys, maybe they went into it for the right reason, but they by and large represent the state just as many of these attorneys do. And it's a, you know, one tragic story after another, but we're spotlighting them. And one by one, these parents are going to recognize the danger of entering into any relationship with these governmental agencies.
I agree with you. It's just a matter of time. I agree with you.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. So let me see.
You know, Robert, I mean, since you're going to bring up that story, you got to bring up the other crazy aspect of it.
Sure.
Where they said it was medical neglect because the mom didn't take the child to the doctor appointment that was scheduled, but that's because CPS had already taken the kids.
So she didn't even have possession of the kids, and they claim that's medical neglect.
Like, what do you even say to that?
Yeah, there's not much you can say to that.
No, at that point, I'd rather play with the deer and the antelope.
Yeah, yeah.
By the way, we posted the picture of you and the antelope, and it's an extraordinary picture. I haven't seen the second one. If you send another one through, I'll take a look for it as well. But you're also traveling to the Middle East. You're like an honored guest of some of the governments there, trying to, teach the doctors some more holistic or integrative medicine. Tell me what's going on in the Middle East.
Well, actually, I'm giving a couple of lectures on cancer. It's actually information that is to do with the OncoBlock and some of the other research that's been recently published that we've covered in the show a couple of years ago. And they will be members of the government that are in attendance. I haven't been invited by the government, but they will be members of the government that are in attendance.
Now, if we have listeners in the Middle East, and we do, and they might be in the neighborhood, is it possible they can attend too? Is there a website or somewhere they can look to find out how to meet you there? I mean, we got them all over the world now.
Yeah, actually, they can just go to advancedmedicineseminars.com, and they will have the information posted there. I'm not sure the schedule. I just know I'm going to be in Jordan. I'm going to be in Saudi Arabia and Egypt. Those are the three countries I'm supposed to be in between May 6th and May 20th.
Wow, stunning. So we're going to have some international episodes of Advanced Medicine coming up.
Yeah, and we're going to have to probably figure out, remember, it's going to be about 7, maybe 8 hours ahead, so we may have to, it'll actually, I guess it'll be about 2 o'clock in the morning when we do the show over there.
Wow, all right, so if Dr. Batar wants to go live, he'll be up in the middle of somebody else's night, so we'll see how that goes in the upcoming days and weeks as he's traveling around the world. Listen, I think it's fascinating that, you know, the impact that you're having, that we're having. Again, you know, humble little show started here in the U.S., picked up now around the world. And, of course, with your book, The 9 Steps to Keep the Doctor Away, international bestseller, I'm sure it's intrigued so many that you've gotten probably more invitations than you can respond to.
I haven't been actually lecturing as much as I was previously, Robert. That's just by choice. I've been turning down more things now, so unless it's something specific that serves our purpose and that helps to get our message out, which is basically of detoxification and physiological optimization. Otherwise, I tend not to really do too much now. I only go certain places. Becoming more selective in the older age, maybe.
No, that's good. That's what we do as we age or sage, as our friend Dr. King says. Listen, it's another time of the show, so stand by. I think it is time for another question.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
Okay, we got another question of the day. This says, hey, Dr. Bell, Dr. Batar. Firstly, thank you for all you do to get the health word out. Secondly, I'm so overwhelmed by all the information telling us what nutrients are absolutely necessary for good health. I simply cannot afford everything I need. But one supplement has always had me on the fence about getting because I do understand it is one that I may not be able to take a green superpower to get it. And he and this person, Lori C., she says, it's coenzyme Q10, CoQ10. Dr. Batar, she wants to know, do you have any thoughts about this supplement? Can we get it in any foods, or should we supplement in it? What do you know about CoQ10?
Well, coenzyme Q10 is a catalyst. It's very, very important for the mitochondria to function correctly. The mitochondria is the respiratory center of the cells. And the one thing is that in modern-day society, with the advent of the statin drugs, one of the deficiencies that have been iatrogenically created, iatrogenically, again, for those that have forgotten, iatrogenic means doctor-induced or medical profession-induced. One of the iatrogenic deficiencies that have been created from the statin drug is a coenzyme Q deficiency. And for any person that's on any type of statin drug, first of all, I would highly, highly encourage them to look at the research and make an informed decision. Notice that I did not say they should get off the statin drugs. I said they should read the literature and make a decision once they read the literature themselves. Doctors don't have a monopoly on this literature, and actually it would be very interesting for you to read the literature yourself and then ask your doctor the questions, and you will see how quickly the doctor has probably not looked at the literature himself. But the one thing that the literature clearly states is the use of statin drugs should be in fact, all the research was done showed that they should be coincided with the use of coenzyme Q10. Now, coenzyme Q10, with people that have any type of cardiac issue, any type of respiratory issue, even sometimes athletic performance enhancements, that type of stuff, coenzyme Q10 can have a tremendous amount of benefit.
So, yeah, you definitely are supporting it, especially if somebody's on a statin drug. We got to take a break. We're going to be back to wrap up Advanced Medicine. Maybe we can fit in a moment of duh. Maybe we can talk about stupid criminals. We get a little silly. And if we need to do more coenzyme Q10, we can do that as well. Stick around. Go to robertscottbell.com. Back after this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hi, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. And I've created a non-electric self-watering food production system that grows nutritious food with almost no effort and at very little cost. It's called the Food Rising Mini Farm Robots. And the best part is, I showed you how to make your own in do-it-yourself videos on the new website, foodrising.org. There, you'll also find freely downloadable 3D object files that you can use to print the key components of the system on your own 3D printer. It's all part of the open source revolution, where we freely share good ideas that empower people to be more self-reliant and practical in a world that's increasingly unpredictable. This Food Rising Grow system will produce food for you even if the power grid fails, because it has no pumps and no complex moving parts. Join the Food Rising Revolution now at www.foodrising.org.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you've been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
All right, remember, advancedmedicineseminars.com. If you want to find out where Dr. Bitar is going to be, in the show notes as well, you can see where I'll be, and I hope to see y'all soon in Chicago, in Syracuse, and where else we're going to be, at Naples, and Altamont, Orlando. So lots of stuff coming up. Dr. Bitar, any last, I won't say words, because I know you got a pregnant, what do you call it there, antelope that you're caring for while we're doing the show. This is one of the strangest of shows, but you're doing really, really well.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. I'm actually not just sitting back and watching. Charlie, who's my main person here, the foreman on the ranch, and Dr. Jay Moore. So for everybody out in the world that's listening to the show right now, you guys can say hi to Charlie and Dr. Moore. You guys want to say hi on the air?
Hey.
The guys are taking care of the antelope there. We'll post the picture in the show notes as well at robertscottbell.com in case you're listening later. It'll be there for you. We've done a new segment last hour, Great Moments in Science, thanks to Super Don. But sometimes the moments in science are not so great. They're so obvious that they can only be today's
moment of duh.
What are you people? On dope?
Amalgamated Association of Morons. Local 6 and 7-8.
You're crazy!
No.
What is your major malfunction?
Yes, today's moment of duh, brought to you by Cheech and Chong. Go to the Netherlands and take a math class and fail. Dr. Bitar, will you believe this? They figured out that kids in high school that smoke a lot of dope don't do as well on their math exams as the kids that don't do that.
Yeah, well, that's definitely, that qualifies for a moment of duh, doesn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it's not like we speak out against cannabis because we know it is a plant that God created. There's good medicine for people in appropriate forms and places and times. But if you really want to do well and memorize a lot of stuff on your math test, probably not the greatest thing to be token down on.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. The question is, though, were they having any pain?
Yeah, because they would be out of pain, because we know it's an extraordinary non-narcotic, if you will, pain reducer. My wife is a classic example of that, using the CBD, non-psychoactive form of the cannabis plant. But many people are benefiting by the THC, even in cancer, or maybe especially in cancer situations.
Yeah, that's. I'm glad that it actually helped your wife, because I remember how much pain she had for so long. So. It's one of those things that, you know, like anything else in life, there's always the good and the bad to it, and everything's about balance. So using this naturally occurring substance, what our forefathers called the gift from the gods, for everything from use in paper and clothing and, you know, all sorts of different uses, medicinal, doesn't mean that it can't be abused, and anything has the potential of being abused, so that's something that we need to just keep in the back of our mind. But yeah, it is a moment of doubt that people didn't perform that well.
Also want to remind folks that if they do the THC form of cannabis that contains the thing that supposedly gets you high, it also will stimulate your appetite, which helps for cancer patients that are undergoing chemotherapy that may be dying from cachexia, that cannabis can be used medicinally to keep them alive.
Yeah, that's a very good point, too. Robert, that's a very good point.
So with that, Super Don, you wanted to cover a stupid criminal story here to wrap up, and I know Dr. Batar knows about some of these. He's seen shows about these things, but what did this guy try to do? What was he robbing, a bank or something else?
Well, no. Listen, if you look at the way he did this, obviously he had not graduated robber school yet, so banks, I think, were a little bit out of his league, so he was starting off with the low-hanging fruit. He was trying to rob a Subway. And
not
like Subway trains, like Subway sandwich place. Yeah.
Sandwich place. Okay, so what did he do that made it so stupid? What did he do?
Okay, here's a pop quiz here. Okay, when you were young and you were watching, like, the morning cartoons on Saturday and stuff, and they had a bank robber, what did the bank robber always have in his hand?
The bag with the money sign on it?
That's right, a bag with a money sign on it. Well, this guy, I guess, learned how to rob Subway shops
from Looney Tunes,
from morning cartoons. He actually went in there to rob the place with a bag with a dollar sign on it.
Oh my gosh! I think that animal that you're working with there, the antelope, is smarter than this criminal.
I know the antelope is smarter than the criminal.
Yeah. Well, Dr. Batar, another great advanced medicine episode. Check out all the archives at GCN and Natural News Radio, MedicalRewind.com, and all the other places it is. We appreciate you so very much. And with that, the message that I leave you with each and every week, the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School.
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yup. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.